EXQ, testing into Chelsea.
KE8VSI, where's all the travelers this morning?
KC8VSU. An NATMH repeater near Traverse City.
KE8 CFM.
KQ.
Good morning, Tom. NAWRO.
Good morning. Off to the races.
It's another Monday. How's your trip up north?
Beautiful. Went up north, so my wife and daughter can take me over the bridge. Went and got a pasty at Leo's. They're off of the US-2 or M-2 or something like that. Then we took a straight shot north. Unbeknownst to me, we went to Whitefish Point.
Oh, that's nice. So you got to see Superior then, eh?
Got to see Lake Superior. I've got to visit the memorial, and we walked around all the buildings there at Whitefish Point. And my daughter paid for tickets on that. Watched the video in regards to the bell. So it was really nice. And we did, we did a little shopping in Mackinac City. That's it. That's what I was looking for. Got some fudge, of course.
Sounds good. Hey, I heard the boss in the back. He's supposed to be sleeping. What was that, on Statewide 1, you think?
I'm on FRS 10 right now. I haven't moved over to car. I gotta head out to Sean's shop real quick and drop off some pasties.
Oh, that's nice. I didn't hear him this morning. I heard he was under the weather for the breakfast, so hoping he's feeling better. NAWRO.
DLH Mobile, Traverse City.
A Catholic school. It's right next to the Grand Lake High School that closed. That's the one I'm aware of.
You working from home today then?
Yep, I'll be working from home. The other mom is already at the office, so she hopes to have them for the afternoon.
Well, I'm hoping the tragedy didn't hit too close to home for you and the kids.
Not that I'm aware of. I guess we haven't really been at school yet to figure out maybe somebody's missing now. I don't know.
No, it's just another senseless act by another senseless individual.
Yeah, I think he had something going on there that, I don't know, something to target that place.
Yeah, I have friends and family that their kids had lost their schoolmates at Oxford. You know, my wife's cousins, boys were there when it happened. A couple of co-workers, their kids were there when it happened. You know, that hit home to them really hard.
Yeah, my ex-wife had somebody that, I think her son was in the bathroom with him, or something like that, but it was somebody like that too.
Well, on a good note, I made it over the bridge on Saturday and spent the entire day with my daughter and her boyfriend and my wife up at Whitefish Point in Mackinac City. You know, so it was a fun-filled trip.
You're up in God's country up there.
100%. It was gorgeous. And being able to hit the museum, which was the whole intention of the trip, unbeknown to me, it was 100% enjoyable. Got to be up there and pay my respects to those 29 lost. And got to visit the Bell. Remember their souls, so yeah, quite enjoyable.
Yeah, I haven't been to that museum. I don't know that it was there when last time I was at Whitefish Point. I remember going to, when we were younger, we we're snowmobiling and went to the White Lighthouse or whatever, but I don't remember going into anything or anything like that.
No, I don't think it was constructed until the 90s, I think. Something around there. I know it was up there before they got the bell, but then they dove down and got the bell. Yeah. The museum was there in the late 80s, early 90s, and then in the mid-90s is when the museum, president of the museum, and the correlation between the U.S. and Canada, they did a research special and went down there and got the bell, and then put a memorial one down there with all the names on the bell. They had a little video on it. It was really interesting. It was heart-touching.
Don't know when, it probably would have been late 90s when we were there, but it was also winter time when they were probably not open or whatever, but yeah, I remember them pulling the bell out. I don't know, I seem to remember something about that.
Yeah, we had a friend on YouTube too, is they do a memorial service, a private memorial service, every year on the anniversary of the sinking. And that's coming up with the 30th, 40th, what is it, 50th anniversary this November. So they're going to stream it on YouTube. So I think that's pretty cool. So we can watch, so wife, daughter, and I are all planning on watching the memorial service on YouTube.
Yeah, that sounds like it'd be a pretty big deal.
Oh yeah, definitely, 100%. Kind of, I don't know, the word is geek, but I'm looking forward to watching it. Let's leave it at that, because they ring the bell 29 times during the memorial service. At the end of the memorial service, they ring it 29 times, and it's a private memorial service. It's strictly for the families, you know, of those 29 people.
Yeah, I think there was a church in Detroit too that does that, ringing the bell. I think that was the one that made it in the song. the church in Detroit.
Yep, Mariner's Church. It's right on 4th Street. Pass by it all the time.
Yeah, I should probably get working here. I'm trying to get distracted. About to say 7-3, ABAY.
ABAY. Have a good work day. Take care, Dale. Monitor. As usual.
WGA-KLL. Hey, good morning, Jack. WDAKLL.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, we're just trying to regroup after our horrific event here in Grand Blanc yesterday.
I see what you're saying. That is very sad, really. What can you do, you know? Just praying, that's all we can do.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. You know, you'd never think it happened in your town and, you know, where you grew up and everything, and all of a sudden, boom, here it is. You know, it's getting, I don't know, it's crazy.
It is. Well, I'm going to be a little bit busy today. I got to cut the grass a little bit, and I got to be a little bit busy, so I won't be able to get on the radio today on that 10 meter. And I know I haven't opened any radio yet. That's the first time I was talking to you.
You're not missing. I did spin the dial here this morning, and doesn't seem to be too many people. I think they're all wore out from the weekend, the last week or so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's for sure. All right, Greg. I gotta go get some that gas, nothing ethanol, no ethanol. So I gotta look for that. Talk to you a little bit later. KFA, DIC.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, you're looking for that wreck fuel. All right, my friend. We'll talk to you later. WDAKLL will be clear.
KCATWJ listening.
My God, get a handle on your lids.
I'm glad it's not me.
He's the same knucklehead out of Flint all the time.
I had to think what radio I was on, and I was like, oh, this radio doesn't do any data, so I can't be the one having that problem.
I'll say, what's up, Anthony, but I'm not going to stick around long. I'm battling a pretty nasty cold and not up to talking long.
No problem. Hope you feel better, and maybe we'll catch up with you tomorrow morning. KE8RUH.
Yeah, I'm hoping that I'm hoping I can go in tomorrow. Should be able to. Hit me. I worked Friday. It hit me Friday. I was completely out of it Saturday, Sunday. Today it's better. So hopefully tomorrow I'll cross my fingers. All right, we'll talk to you. That'll be it if you.
KJO KFA DFE.
Give me 1 second, I'm on the phone, KJO.
KFA DFV, losing coverage here in a minute. I'll be clear.
Yeah, I'm about to lose coverage too, Cliff. I'm catching you. I said I'm on the phone. I'll catch you when I get back in a better area. KJO.
K8RUH. Dakota, are you on your way home?
Good afternoon, dude. Yeah, heading home. Got a project I started yesterday in the yard that I got to finish today before, I don't know, I guess we don't have rain coming, but I just want to make sure it's buttoned up and scoot it out a little bit early.
Yeah, I don't think you have to worry about rain. I don't think there's any in the 10-day forecast.
I know, and I'm getting pretty tired of it, too.
Yeah, man, this weather is getting old quick. I'm ready for fall. I was up north salmon fishing this weekend, and there was hardly any fish in the system because the lake hadn't flipped yet. Eventually, they're just going to have to come up, but I was talking to a guy in a fly shop. He said they're about 2 weeks behind, if not three. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I'm quite sick of this, quote, summer, which has just been a wet heat wave, and now we're in a dry heat wave, and, you know, just give me my 60-degree days, give me some rain. I'm ready for all of it.
Yeah, I can't even imagine, can you imagine shooting a deer on archery opener? It's supposed to be like 85 degrees on Wednesday, I think.
Dude, last year we were hunting on block tags and we were shooting them in June and July and it was like 85 and it was horrible. I mean, even at night it was still 80 degrees and we were trying to find them, clean them. You know, you're getting destroyed by mosquitoes and flies. It's not fun. I was going to go out Wednesday, but I don't think I'm even going to bother.
Yeah, but in June and July, you expect that. October 1st, you expect it to be 50 degrees.
Yeah, I'd be cool with snow in October.
It makes two of us. I would be more than happy for winter to start in October.
I don't know. We'll see. It's Michigan. You know, it could, the 10-day could say it's going to be an 85-degree drought, or we could just get another 3 days into this and everything starts to cool off, but I don't foresee that happening.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I passed two of the Smokey the Bear signs in the National Forest, and both of them said that there was a low fire risk. And I couldn't believe that. I thought with the extreme drought that it would be high fire risk.
That does seem odd. Maybe it's because we got so much rain early on, but I feel like since I've seeded, which was end of May? No, when was that? May, June? No. When did I seed? I feel like it's been like 5 or 6 weeks. It's rained twice.
Yeah, we got some rain last week, but before that, I can't remember the last time it rained.
Yeah, I know some areas got rained on pretty good last week, but of course, my house where I needed it, one day it didn't rain, and then the other day it sprinkled on and off for a couple hours and barely got the dirt wet.
Well, at least you're not on city water, and you can just, all you have to do is pay for the pump to pump.
Yeah, that's a plus. The negative is the amount of hours I'm putting on the well pump and then the electricity to run that, but still way cheaper than what I would be paying if I lived in my old house. My old house, the quarterly water bills were like $500, and we didn't water the grass, nothing.
Yep, city water's not cheap. But, you know, water's a human right, so it should be free.
Not complaining about my well water. I think we pay $60 a month for Culligan, so we get the whole house softener, which that reminds me I need to get more salt. And then we have the reverse osmosis. And in my opinion, that's some of the best water I've ever had. I love it. So we got that going for us. That was the other thing. The old house, we didn't even drink the water. We had to buy gallons because the water was so disgusting, and I didn't trust it.
I figured at the new house, beer just flowed out of the tap, not water.
You know, I wanted a kegerator, but my dad had two of them, one in the garage, one in the basement. There's so much work, and the cost of a keg now with CO2 and the time and all that, it's just cheaper to buy bottles.
Oh, it's definitely not worth it. The cleaning and the upkeep of the unit is not worth it, and you could just buy a bottle.
That, and I don't really care for draft beer. Too many hangovers from dirty kegs, dirty lines. You done any more DMR stuff lately?
You know, I was out of town over the weekend, so not really. I was talking to some guys yesterday on Friday on State 1. Mostly that's just what I've been doing. I've been talking with those guys that are on it all the time. Are you keeping that Anytone?
Yeah, I really like that radio. I put OpenGD77 on it. Works great, sounds great. You pretty much control the whole unit from the microphone, which is cool. And I sold my 2730, so it made it an easier justification of, all right, I'm going to keep this because I got rid of the other radio for more than I bought the new one. The only thing I think I'm going to do is I'm going to swap out the fan on the back, which I tend to do with any of the mobiles that I put on my desk. I just don't want to hear it, so I put a Noctur on them, a little $15 fan upgrade, and should be quiet as a mouse because every time you transmit, the fan turns on. I don't even think it's a thermal sensor. I think it's just if you're transmitting, the fan's on.
What about the HT? Did they send that thing to you?
Oh, yeah. That showed up and said screw it and kept it. That's what I've been using HT-wise, so I take that with my open spot, which is actually really handy. Forgot how much I liked the 878. I ended up buying RT systems for it, so it's all programmed up with everything. Everything plus DMR, so I'm keeping it. I like it. And the new ones, they ship with USB-C batteries, which was a nice little surprise that I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, I upgraded mine. I so they have, mine has a USB-C battery. It is a good radio, man. I have all the Central Michigan DMR there. The roaming feature seems to work, but I don't have any of the analog stuff in yet. So I still got to do that, and I still got to, I don't really understand how to use my, whatchamacallit, yeah, my hotspot. I have it programmed in, but I got to do a little bit more work on that to understand it better.
That ain't BDF. Yeah, I kind of, I bought RG Systems, and I took the time to get all set up how I would want it. And what I really like about that radio is the menu is, I mean, probably because I've had it before, but I feel like the menu is pretty easy. It reminds me of, like, an old Nokia. I like the e-layout. Like, it's just a user-friendly radio. And then I took the time this weekend, too. I fixed my iGate because I don't know what happened, but, like, the USB port went bad on my Raspberry Pi, or it just isn't recognizing the RTL SBR dongle anymore, so I put it in a different port, got it working. I was like, well, while I'm here, might as well get the 878 APRS going. So I got that beaconing and receiving. So I had Kenwood and that going back and forth on APRS and all going into the iGate. So I thought that was kind of cool. Not that there's any real-world use for it for me, but, you know, another feature of the radio that I was able to get working properly.
Yeah, that's cool. I gotta decide what, if any analog stuff I'm going to put in to into the Anytone. I'll probably put some stuff in, all the Central Michigan and the FBI stuff. But it doesn't really matter. I'm not within HT range, and in most cases, if I am, I'm in my vehicle that has a mobile. So I don't know. I'll probably do it just because it's pretty easy to organize it all. With the way they bank stuff. And honestly, as I've been looking more and more, I think I might pick up one of those Anytone 578s, the mobile, just to check it out and see if I like it. I may wait a couple months, because I remember I went to the swap that Livonia's Club puts on, and there was an Anytone dealer that was selling stuff for like 20% off. Or I'll just buy a used one. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
You know, I really want one, but I know that I'm not going to put it in my truck because it's not a detachable faceplate. So kind of waiting it out. I still want to check out and take a closer look at that CS100. I think that might be a candidate for going in the truck. But to be completely honest, I'm holding out for the new Kenwood mobile that's supposed to was supposed to have released this summer, which not heard a peep out of Kenwood. So if I remember correctly, they did the same thing with the 75. It was like they announced it, a year and a half went by, nothing, and then it was like, it's here. So I'm kind of hoping that's what's going to take place, but who knows.
Yeah, I'm not rushing to change anything out. I love this 2730. So it'll probably stay, but it would be nice to have a mobile unit be able to hit further repeaters. But like I said, where I'm at, I'm fine. I can hit Mount Clemens, I can hit Detroit, and it all works good. So I'd be better invested into something else if I felt the need to spend money on ham radio gear. I could probably invest it somewhere else. But, you know, the problem is for me at least, I keep figuring, probably everybody, I keep figuring new stuff out, and could probably, like, once a month reprogram radios, because I keep figuring out, like, a better way to categorize things and a better way to input every time I program a radio. I'm like, oh man, I should reprogram all of them and do this, and it's just a never-ending cycle.
That's why I do the RT systems, because then if you change one, you just got to copy and paste into the rest of them.
Honestly, that's why I would think about getting the 578, because I could just copy and paste out of my file that I have for the 878. But I do want to try that Open GD77, but man, I cannot get that MD390 to recognize. And I think I got the right driver on there, but I can't get it to recognize on my computer at all. And then, even if I could, I'm not real sure how to push that firmware onto the radio, but would be one step closer to figuring it out, that's for sure.
You need an STM32 DFU driver. If you go to STM's website, type in STM DFU or STM32 micro electronics driver, something along those lines. I think I have it. I might be able to just send it to you. But once you download that, it'll work. I went through this. When I got my 9600, I was like, oh, yeah, I'll just, you know, no big deal. I'll plug it in, flash OpenGD77, and I'll be done. Well, I forgot that I got a new computer, and I didn't have any of my radio drivers on yet. So it took me a bit to figure out which driver I needed, but once I did that, it was smooth sailing. And flashing the software, the website or the forum's kind of dead now because they got hacked and no one really wants to maintain it. But finding the file shouldn't be too hard. And then once you do that, you know, you just need the donor file, which is the stock firmware, and then you need the release of OpenGD77 that you're going to flash. And once you do that, it's really not too bad. Programming, it's easy. It's just like any other radio. Not as automated, unfortunately, but it's not bad.
Yeah, if you get a chance, just shoot me a text. Either send me the file, the driver, or just shoot me a text with what it is, because I'm also driving, and I'll look for it tonight if I get a chance. But, yeah, I want to try it. Everybody seems to love that firmware. But, man, it is so frustrating to try to figure that out. Because I just haven't had any luck, and I don't know if my computer's fighting me or it's just a driver issue. But it seems like everybody says there's a driver issue, so we'll see.
Yeah, I have my money on driver. It's a pain, but once you get it, it's done. And that driver is pretty universal, too. It works with a lot of other radios. So once you do that, you should be good. Next time I'm on my computer, text me your email. Next time I'm on my computer, I'll either, if the driver's not too big, I'll just email it to you. If not, I'll send you a link to the direct driver, and you can download it yourself.
All right, cool. Yeah, I'll be at the house in the driveway in a minute. When I do that, I will send over my email address.
And for OpenGD77, I flashed the stock firmware back to the RT3S, and within, like, 2 minutes of trying to program it and use it, I'm like, nope, and I immediately put OpenGD77 back on it. So it makes things a little more DMR-friendly the way it's laid out.
Yeah, this radio that I have, it has TYT tools on it. Like, I got it. I was buying a HT from some guy, and he was like, you know, he was like, this is a great radio. I'm like, oh, okay. And he's like, I'll give it to you for $20. And I'm like, okay, I'll take another radio for $20. And he's like, it's got TYT tools on it, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I've just never been able to do anything with it. I probably had it for 2 years. And it's just been sitting in a box. Because the times that I have given it any attention, I've never been able to do anything with it. So once DMR came up, and I was like, man, I should see what I can do with this thing, and then I'll have another DMR radio. But yeah, it'd be sweet if I could get it working.
Yeah, worst case scenario, too, if you can't figure it out, just get it to me and I'll mess with it.
All right, cool. Yeah, well, we got to meet up soon anyways because I got to get to that computer, and I feel like there was something else I had to give you. I can't remember, though.
7550E. I need to figure out what the hell I'm going to do with that computer.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do with mine, other than it's cool, and there's no reason to not have one for that price, right?
Yeah, I'm just trying to, well, you know what? I betcha. I'll just probably leave it on my workbench in the basement. Any luck tracking out a keyboard, or is it just a tablet?
Nope, I was able to find, I scavengered two brand new keyboards, one for you, one for me. So, it's the full package. Got the keyboard, the tablet, and then I got a Dell 65-watt USB-C adapter for it.
My man.
I told you you're getting the hookup.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that now. I was wondering if it was going to have a keyboard or not. I haven't looked. Is there housing online for those things?
I don't know. There's got to be aftermarket stuff for them. I don't know. I haven't looked, really. I should probably look for something.
I was going to say do a full refurb on them, and then you have a nice little minty portable computer.
Yeah, if you could rehouse that thing and make it look shiny new, holy cow, that thing would be pretty sweet.
Another project. But, all right, man, I'm going to clear out of here. I'm almost home. I got to go dig out the rest of the trench, so I'm not looking forward to that, but I should be back out here tomorrow morning, nice and early.
All right, cool. I will try to catch up with you then. K-8-R-U-H.
N-8-B-B-M.
K-K-K-K-O.
Whiskey 8, Bravo Papa Alpha, monitoring, in the mobile.
KE8, ZKC mobile.
Papa Alpha in the mobile monitoring.
Radio MC, Echo Link into the KFBM repeater. W8FU, Sean, is you around happen to be? Formerly WX8L. Here's W8ONC, Echo Link.
Yeah, I am, but not going to be in here long. My I've been under the weather, and my voice is my throat's a little raw. So, but how are you?
I don't know how you managed to pick up a bug or whatever causing your voice to, and you're under the weather. But can hear Sean. Used to be. Live right real close to you there in Madison Heights. You were in Warren down that dirt road. I don't know if they paved it or not. But anyways, okay, very good. I just like give you a shout and see if just on a lark. But I was kind of wondering why you decided to change your call and to the particular one you got. Are you giving your are you waving your thumb on your nose at the rest of us, or is something did something possibly get to you about amateur radio? But I'm glad this here that you're monitoring your repeater a little bit. Back to you for a short one.
Well, I made a. Joke when they reinstated the vanities back in 95 or 6 and everybody was flocking to get rid of their calls that, you know, that weren't happy with them. And I kind of joked and I said, there's only one call I'd ever change mine for, and that's W8FU. And everybody chuckled. And every year I would look for that call, and I knew the guy that had it. And I'd watch, and I'd watch, and I'd wait, and I'd watch, and then one day I noticed he wasn't around anymore, and so I did a little digging, and I found out he had SK'd. So I went ahead and I notified the FCC, that opened it up, and I put in for it and got it. It was kind of started off as a joke, but well, ultimately I think I had cold feet at first, and WX used to be pretty unique, but then when they started letting people pick just about anything, WX became the least unique of the prefixes, because everybody that had anything to do with Skywarn or anything like that was getting a WX, so there's WX everything popping up all over, so it went from, you know, one of only 26 WX baits, or 260 WXs in the world, it went to handfuls of them everywhere. And that constantly people were, was that W8XL, and just constantly repeating and all that stuff. Nobody ever asked me to repeat my call now. Was it a good move? I don't regret it. I got to go. Like I said, my throat's really, really raw. I've been sick as a dog for the last 3 days, and I'm just starting to maybe feel a little better. I may be back to work tomorrow. We'll see. But I don't want to push it. Talk to you later, Ken. W8OMC from W8FU.
Okay. Good. Well, I'm glad to hear you think you're getting better, so, and I hope your business is doing well. I know you're self-employed. I'm pretty sure you are. Something along those lines. So hopefully everything's going well for you, other than getting sick, picking up some kind of bug somewhere. So, hopefully it's not the COVID still stuff, but, you know, who knows, it's still hanging around. So, okay, very good. Thanks for the explanation on the, when I saw that or heard it, I go. So, anyways, okay, very good. Thanks for coming back to me and get better. Hopefully, get some work done. And get some rest. W8OMC out.
W8RKD Mobile.
KF8DRC from NAWJZ 600.